When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
And to my amazement, I love it, knowing that he loves me. He loves me, true, he doesn't show it. How could he, when he doesn't know it? Yesterday he loathed me, bah, now today he likes me, ha, and tomorrow, tomorrow. From the urge to touch him, I'm speechless, for I mustn't tell him. It's wrong now, but it won't be long now before my love discovers that he and I are lovers. Imagine how surprised he's bound to be. Isn't that a wonder? I wonder why I didn't want him. I want him, that's the thing that matters. And manners are improving daily. Yesterday I loathed him, bah, now today I love him, ha. And tomorrow, tomorrow. Such delicious tingles, I'm a trembling, what the heck does that mean? I'm a freezing, that's because it's cold out. But still I'm incandescent, and like some adolescent, I'd like to scrawl on every wall I see.
Well, imagine how surprised you're going to be, loyal listening audience, to hear the many covers and different versions of that fabulous score by Bach and Harnack to She Loves Me. And She Loves Me has just been revived to a bouquet of rave reviews by the Roundabout Theater at Studio 54 with its wonderful book by Joe Masteroff. So let's take a gamble through its fantastic score. There are more songs in this show than I could possibly play in an hour, and I'll do my best. Now, this show opened on Shakespeare's birthday in 1963. It was the first show that Hal Prince produced and directed from scratch, and it charmed everyone except perhaps the larger Broadway audience. It only ran about 300 performances, was never made into a movie, although it was threatened to be. So maybe that's why folks don't know it as well, but you should. And normally when I devote an entire show to a score, I try to change it up and do cover renditions or different surprising interpretations. There aren't that many for She Loves Me, but that's okay. We can play the original cast, but I was surprised at actually how many I could find. So we have a very interesting afternoon ahead of us with a terrific, I mean, the score is just fantastic under any circumstances, but I hope you'll enjoy these selections. So She Loves Me opens in Hungary in the early 1930s at Maracek's Parfumery, and what Bach and Harnack created with the opening number was the perfect way to meet all these characters who work there and their individual personalities. So, without further ado, let us turn to the opening number, Good Morning, Good Day, from the original cast album on MGM Records of She Loves Me.
Good morning.
Good day.
How are you this beautiful day? Isn't this a beautiful morning?
Very.
Hey, see, boss, how's this?
That's a very elegant pose, but is all that elegance necessary?
And why not?
I represent Marichex, don't I? We're not a butcher shop or a hardware store. We're a perfumery. And that means we're
stylish.
That's it.
With a quiet dignity.
Yes. And we get the tilt of our hats right.
That's right.
When I ride my bike, people see what Marichex like. So I think it's very important that I look my best. Here comes Miss Ritter.
Miss Ritter.
Good morning.
Good day.
How are you this glorious day? Have you seen a lovelier morning?
Never.
It's too nice a day to be inside shuffling soap. I have no more energy whatsoever. Does anybody mind if I take the day off? Arpad, why aren't you old enough to take me away from all this?
I'm old enough.
Then marry me and I'll quit my job. Well, I guess you're really not quite old enough.
Here's Mr. Kodai.
Good morning.
Good day.
How are you this radiant day? What a rare, magnificent morning.
Is it?
Good morning, my dear. How are you this ravishing day? Do you know you've never looked more exquisite?
Thank you, kind sir.
What a lovely dress.
It's the same one she had on yesterday, Mr. Kodai.
Ah, Mr. Novak.
Good morning.
Good day.
Isn't that a beautiful sky? What a perfect sample of summer weather. It's too nice a day to be indoors counting out change. What a waste of holiday weather. All together, let's all run away.
Wouldn't it be something if we all took off from work?
Leaving Mr. Marichek without a single clerk.
Why not have a picnic?
I could bring my wife's preserves.
Champagne might be nice with hors d'oeuvres.
It's too nice a day.
Nice
to be stuck inside of a store. We could all be getting our faces. Suntans. It's so nice a day. To be dozing under a tree.
And we'll all be out of a job.
If it costs that much to get suntanned.
I'll stay untanned.
Pale, but solvent.
A picnic.
A picnic. Oh, well.
So that's the charming staff at Marichex. Now, Mr. Marichek is a man with a paternal attitude towards his workers, alternately charming and difficult. He has his own problems with his wife back home, which has a plot point later on. Here is Mabel Mercer, who isn't an old Hungarian man at all, but a wonderful singer, singing Mr. Marichek's opening number to George Novak, the shopkeeper who works for him.
Young, strong, oh, I was something in days gone by, with some guy who just happened to catch my eye. Slim, straight, light on my feet, shoes just skimming the ground. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, follow the beat. Around, around, around. All night, circling the floor, till dawn lit up the sky. No one younger than I, in days gone by. All night, circling the floor, till dawn lit up the sky. Young, strong, oh, I was something in days gone by. Days gone by. Days gone by.
Mabel Mercer was something in days gone by. Well, back at Marichex, George Novak, who sort of is the leading shop clerk in the parfumery, is locking horns with a new addition to the staff, Amalia Balish, and they don't like each other very much. And as we discover through the magic of the Broadway musical, ironically, they are actually pen pals to one another, trying to lead up to a romantic assignation. Here is Daniel Massey and Barbara Cook from the original cast album of She Loves Me.
Dear friend, when the day brings petty aggravations and my poor frayed nerves are all askew, I forget these unimportant matters, pouring out my hopes and dreams to you. As I sit here looking out my window, I can see the summer disappear. Oh, dear friend, all at once, autumn's here.
Look! Autumn!
Dear friend, with November just around the corner, I've a feeling you may also share. Do you feel an undertone of discord and a sense of tension in the air?
Mr. Novak, must this sidewalk always be covered with leaves?
If it weren't for your endearing letters, I'd be flying south with all the geese. By the way, have you read War and Peace?
Look! Winter.
Dear friend, have you set your calendar for Tuesday, when we bring this chapter to a close? When I meet my lady of the letters, who puts tiny faces in her O's. In the freezing weather of December, I'll be warmly waiting for our date.
Oh, my Lord, I'm late. I'm late for work.
So there you have the central conflict, or the central situation in She Loves Me, which was made previously made into a movie called The Shop Around the Corner with Jimmy Stewart and Margaret Sullivan, that the two co-workers who dislike each other during the day are in fact moving secretly through towards a romantic relationship and a blind date in a cafe. Good idea for a musical. Well, George wonders what's going to happen that night at 8 o'clock, and here is, of all people, Anthony Perkins from a solo album of songs he covered from the Broadway stage to tell us how nervous and upset he is about tonight at 8.
I'm nervous and upset because this girl I've never met I get to meet tonight at 8. I'm taking her to dinner at a charming old cafe. But who can eat tonight at 8? It's early in the morning and our date is not till 8 o'clock tonight, and yet already I can see what a nightmare this whole day will be. I haven't slept a wink, I only think of our approaching tete-a-tete tonight at 8. I feel a combination of depression and elation. What a state to wait till 8. 3 more minutes, 2 more seconds, 10 more hours to go. It may be a mistake, but that's the chance I'll have to take. And if it goes all right, who knows, I might propose tonight at 8. I wish I knew exactly how I'll act and what will happen when we dine tonight at 8. I know I'll drop the silverware, but will I spill the water or the wine tonight at 8? Tonight I'll walk right up and sit right down beside the smartest girl in town, and then it's anybody's guess. More and more I'm breathing less and less. In my imagination I can hear our conversation taking shape tonight at 8. I'll sit there saying absolutely nothing, or I'll jabber like an ape tonight at 8. 2 more minutes, 3 more seconds, 10 more hours to go. I'll know when this is done, if something's ended or begun, and if it goes all right, who knows, I might propose tonight at 8.
Tell me, what's he like, Amalia? Tell me all about him. I love to suffer. I don't know his name or what he looks like, but I have a much more certain guide. I can tell exactly what he looks like inside. When I undertook this correspondence, little did I know I'd grow.
Successful person, and he's terribly well educated, and he's gentle and kind and soft-spoken. I know all this about him and so much more. It's just that I've never met him. That's all.
If he isn't too handsome, true, it doesn't much matter. But his personal habits are more important than his looks. Supposing he snores like a locomotive, supposing he grinds his teeth, supposing he's a knuckle cracker, Amalia.
Good luck with your books.
And another small detail that you haven't yet mentioned. I am speaking of sex, dear, when you and he are all alone. Come to think of it, maybe you're right, maybe it doesn't matter at that. Maybe I do much better myself with a library card and a grammar.
I'm an idiot, but at least I'm an idiot with a job. Call me fool, that's all right with me. Here's my rule, never disagree. Where's my pride? Swallowed long ago. deep inside where it doesn't show. Bowing, scraping, nodding, beaming, always humble, not an ounce of self-respect. Yes, sir, you're so right, sir. Black is white, sir. Excuse me while I genuflect. How do I remain so calm and cheerful? How do I retain my peace of mind? Let me just explain my rationale. It's all in your perspective. Listen, listen. To an old Hungarian's philosophy. I am only one of several in a rather small perfumery, which is only one of several in this city, which is one of many cities in this country, which is only one of many countries which are on this continent, which is only one of seven on this not-so-special planet, which is one of several in our solar system, which is only one of many solar systems in this vast and inconceivable affair, which is the universe. So, in this infinite, incomprehensible scheme, if a dot called Marichek should scream at a speck called Sipos, what on earth does it matter? So, call me fool. That's all right with me. Here's my rule, never disagree. Where's my pride? Swallowed long ago, deep inside, where it doesn't show. Just maintain a true perspective, and it's easy to avoid a clash of wills. Just maintain a true perspective, and make sure you're well supplied with stomach pills. Let me put it bluntly, I'm a coward, with a wife and children to support. Actually, my creed is short and simple. Five essential words, George, do not lose your job.
So that was Sipos, the beleaguered clerk in She Loves Me. Now, I said earlier it was difficult to find other recordings than the MGM 2 LP cast album, which many of us remember so fondly from our youth, that huge bouquet of music by Bach and Harnack. But that was Lee Wilcoff from the previous roundabout revival of She Loves Me. And before that, we heard Ruthie Henshaw from a recent London cast recording as well. So we're trying to spread the wealth of She Loves Me. Well, poor Amalia wonders what this man she's going to meet at this cafe is going to be like, and if there was a more heartfelt rendition of romantic anxiety and fear wrapped up in a charming bow, I can't imagine what it is. Here is Will He Like Me, recorded by Barbara Streisand, I think in advance of the original cast album, or very close to it, from 1963. Will He Like Me, not Barbara Cook, but Barbara Streisand.
Will he like me when we meet? Will the shy and quiet girl he's going to see be the girl that he's imagined me to be? If he doesn't, will he know enough to know that there's more to me than I may always show? Will he like me? Will he know that there's a world of love waiting to warm him? How I'm hoping that his eyes and ears won't misinform will he like me? Who can say? Oh, this evening seems a million years away. It's insanity to worry so all day. I'll try not to.
Well, in the plot of She Loves Me, while Amalia's wondering whether her mystery date will like her or not, the Lothario, isn't that a great word to use? Stephen Kodai, who also works at Marichek's Parfumery, is romancing Ilona Ritter, another person who works there. They're the second couple. They're that funny, charming second couple you always get in Broadway musicals in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And if anyone could play a better sort of aging, rakish, low ethical Lothario, it was Jack Cassidy. Here he is from the original cast in his Tony winning role as Stephen Kodai romancing Ilona.
Come with me, Ilona. I've missed you so much. How I envy you each evening when work is through, for I have only me to be with while you have you. Without you, how cold my lonely life has grown. Are you happy alone, Ilona? Ilona, my own.
Now that Kodai is hard at play, we'll never get out of here till New Year's Day. So happy
come with me, Ilona. Come with me, Sherry. Mistletoe, I long for someone. Please tell me who, like some divine divining rod, it points straight to you. Remember, Ilona, the sunny nights we knew before. If you'll just say the word, Ilona,
up to me, guess who I would hang upon my Christmas tree.
This is where I came in, amen. The fox and the chicken are a team again.
Together, Ilona, we generate a spark that's rare. Why deny that it's there? Ilona, you feel it, I know. Let's help it to glow.
anyone be oleaginous and charming at the same time? Maybe only Jack Cassidy. While this is going on, we go to the cafe where George and Amalia are unwittingly going to run into each other, and we hear the maitre d' trying to establish a romantic atmosphere. Here is Jonathan Freeman from the 1992 Roundabout Revival.
Butterfingers, do that again. That's the end of your career.
How do you do, sir? How do you do, madam?
Don't you know we try to preserve a romantic atmosphere?
Good to see you again, Mr. List.
That's what all our patrons expect. So every jarring note will be ruthlessly checked. Gently does it try to preserve a romantic atmosphere. Think of all the love affairs we assist. What more noble calling is there than ours? Tending each new beautiful bud of love, making sure each delicate seedling flowers. Treat each tryst and rendezvous as your own, bearing in mind the gravity of your task. All these lovers want is one shining hour. Is that such a terrible lot to ask? Shh! Look around and see for yourself the romantic atmosphere.
Victor!
Stephanie!
That's what all our patrons demand. It's the reason why they're here.
Victor!
Hugo!
I... Oh, come here just for the mood. And if you don't believe me, try tasting our food. That's why we have got to preserve a romantic atmosphere. Then we just get the wrong crowd. Gently does it try to preserve a romantic atmosphere.
And one
discreetly sympathetic when they see the rose and the book. I make believe nothing is wrong. How long can I pretend? Please make it wrong.
And the curtain comes down on the poor, lovelorn Amalia Balish, seemingly stood up by her suitor, her dear friend, on her blind date, although we know that George Novak, who is in fact her co-respondent, has witnessed the whole thing, and complications ensue, as they always do. Great way to end Act One. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, and we are celebrating the score of She Loves Me. And we will go to the second act, where Amalia is homesick and is visited by George Novak with some vanilla ice cream. And the two of them have not gotten along very well at work, and so she's extremely distrustful of his kindness, although we, of course, know that underneath that kindness lies a deeper, more buoyant passion. So we will now listen to the 1992 revival recording. This is Judy Kuhn and Boyd Gaines, where Novak comes to Amalia's apartment with that ice cream, and she thinks he's after something else.
So you've come to see if I'm really sick, is that it?
No.
So you can tell everyone there's not a thing wrong with me?
No.
That I just don't care about my job?
No.
Well, Mr. Novak, you're not going to have that chance. What time is it?
What?
I won't be very late. Where's my other shoe? Help me find my other shoe. Don't just stand there like that. Where's my shoe?
I think you should lie down.
Help me find my shoe. I can't leave until I do. Will you give me my hat? Where's my shoe?
Please, Miss Polish, lie down.
I hate to disappoint you. Now that you've got your hopes up, thrilled to be doing something.
Miss Polish, do be
sensible. Just tell me if it's cold out. Come help me pick a sweater. I can't decide on white or green.
Oh, Miss Polish, you're sick and you want to lie down.
Where'd you put my shoe? That's a sneaky thing to do. You don't want me to go, do you? I can see right through you. Where's my shoe?
Let him be on your feet.
Where's my shoe?
Be a good girl and go.
I have gotten two. Now, if I were a shoe, I'd be there.
Is Miss Polish lie down?
Is it very cold? Yes, you told me it was cold. Tell me, what kind of dress should I wear?
You have fever, I think.
I couldn't wear a sweater. That wouldn't fit my mood now. I feel like wearing something gay.
Miss Polish, you're hysterical.
I'm so much better. I feel so gay and giddy. One shoe and I'll be on my way. With me. I am going, you can't stop me. Stop it, now please drop me. Help me.
It was a nightmare in every way, but together you and I will laugh at last night someday. Ice cream, he brought me ice cream, vanilla ice cream, imagine that. Ice cream, and for the first time we were together without a spat. Friendly, he was so friendly, that isn't like him. I'm simply stunned. Will wonders never cease? Will wonders never cease? It's been a most peculiar day. Will wonders never cease? Will wonders never cease? Oh, where was I? I am so sorry about last night. It was a nightmare in every way, but together you and I will have last night someday. I sat there waiting in that cafe and never guessing that you were fat, that you were near. You were outside looking bald. Oh, my. Dear friend, I am so sorry about last night. Last night, I was so nasty. Well, he deserved it, but even so, that George is not like this George. This is a new George that I don't know. Somehow, it all reminds me of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. For right before my eyes, a man that I despise has turned into a man I like. It's almost like a dream, and strange as it may seem, he came to offer me.
Segued into Barbara Cook from the original cast album. Well, George realizes, of course, that she loves him. And here's the one song that seemed to escape from the theater into the larger void of pop music. We heard a recording by Dionne Warwick up front. Shirley Bassey sang it. I think Robert Goulet covered it. But here's my favorite cover, my good friend Steve Lawrence singing the title number to She Loves Me.
She loves me, and to my amazement, I love it, knowing that she loves me. She loves me, true, she doesn't show it. How could she, when she doesn't know it? Yesterday she loathed me, now today she likes me. And tomorrow, tomorrow, the urge to touch her. I'm speechless, or I mustn't tell her. It's wrong now, but it won't be long now before my love discovers that she and I are lovers. Imagine how surprised she's bound to be. That's the thing that matters, and matters are improving daily. And tomorrow, tomorrow, I'm tingling, such delicious just tingles. I'm trembling, what the heck does that mean? I'm freezing, that's because it's cold out. But still I'm incandescent, and like some adolescent, I'd like to scrawl on every wall I see. She loves me. She loves me. She loves me.
Good old Steve Lawrence with that opening, with the title number to She Loves Me. Well, back in the perfumery, our friend Alona Ritter could write a book called Creeps Who Work in Parfumeries and the Women of the Supporting Cast Who Love Them. But Alona thankfully turns her back on Stephen Kodai, played by Jack Cassidy, and finds someone else out of all places, the public library. Here is Kate Baldwin from Live at Feinstein's to sing that number.
Let me tell you. You've never seen anything like that library. So many books. So much marble. So quiet. And suddenly all of my confidence dribbled away with a pitiful plop. My head was beginning to swim, and my forehead was covered with cold perspiration. I started to reach for a book when my hand automatically came to a stop. I don't know how long I stood frozen, a victim of panic and mortification. Oh, how I wanted to flee. When a kindly voice, a gentle voice whispered, "Pardon me." And there was this dear, sweet, clearly respectable, thickly bespectacled man who stood by my side and quietly said to me, "Ma'am, don't mean to intrude, but I was just wondering, are you in need of some help?" I said, "No. Yes, I am." The next thing I know, I'm sipping hot chocolate and telling my troubles to Paul, whose tender brown eyes kept sending compassionate looks. A trip to the library has made a new girl of me, for suddenly I can see the magic of books. I have to admit, in the back of my mind, I was praying he wouldn't get fresh. And all of the while, I was wondering why an illiterate girl should attract him. Then all of a sudden he said that I couldn't go wrong with the way of all flesh. Of course it's a novel, but I didn't know, or I certainly wouldn't have smacked him. But he gave me a smile that I couldn't resist. And I knew at once how much I liked this optometrist. You know what this dear, sweet, slightly bespectacled gentleman said to me next? He said he could solve this problem of mine. I said, "How?" He said if I'd like, he'd willingly read to me some of his favorite things. I said, "When?" His novel approach seemed highly suspicious and possibly dangerous too. I told myself, wait, think, dare you go up to his flat? What happens if things go wrong? It's obvious he's quite strong. He read to me all night long. Now how about that? It's hard to believe how truly domestic and happily hopeful I feel. I picture my Paul there reading aloud as I cook. As long as he's there to read, there's quite a good chance indeed, a chance that I'll never need to open a book. Unlike someone else, someone I dimly recall, I know he'll only have eyes for me, my optometrist.
It's been grand knowing you, grand knowing you, grand being your friend. You've been kind, loyal, and so generous, right down to the end. Please don't grieve watching me leave. That would be much too painful to stand. It's been fun, now I must run. But it's been grand, perfectly grand. Ilona, farewell. Sherry, be brave, chin up. It's been sublime, you mustn't waste a precious moment over me. You don't have time. Just remember when you're lonely or blue, there's a hollow in my pillow. And Sipos, what can I say? Ah, Sipos, no tears, be gay. You know, old friend, I'm in your debt. I owe you more than I can possibly repay. I won't forget. Give your wife a little kiss. I never met her, but I will by and by. Oh, I hate leaving you, hate leaving your warm, intimate club. It's a small pleasure, but I'll treasure each warm, intimate snub. It's been grand, let me say, and let me say au revoir, not goodbye. For it's grand knowing you'll all be working for your friend.
Well, it's so grand knowing Jack Cassidy, and what happens in She Loves Me is he's discovered having an affair with Mr. Marichek's wife and is summarily fired. Well, it's been grand knowing the score to She Loves Me. It is one of the classics. People love it so much, and unfortunately it was just never made into a movie or didn't get the full public exposure that it deserved. But now it's being revived with a stellar cast at the Roundabout. And I hope you all try to go see it and keep the reputation of the show. Great score by Bach and Harnick. Great book by Joe Masteroff, where it deserves. So we get to the finish line where our mismatched lovers, George and Amalia, finally realize the secret of their relationship. Here is Daniel Massey and Barbara Cook. And all I can say is thank you, listeners. Please come again, won't you? Here's the conclusion to She Loves Me.
You sounded irresistible, Miss Balish. As a matter of fact, I remember thinking that's the kind of girl I could almost fall in love with.
But you never said anything.
How could I? I knew how you felt about me.
Oh, but you didn't, Mr. Novak. Really, you didn't. Because I was attracted to you. More than attracted. What a shame we never spoke up.
I am so sorry about last night. It was a nightmare in every way. But together you and I will laugh at last night someday.
It's really true, then. It's what I hoped for, that it was you.
Dear friend, I had to tell you. I couldn't stand it until you knew.
Two weeks,
I was so tempted. I didn't dare. I wanted you to know.
I
thought you might have
guessed. To tell the truth, I couldn't wait another day.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.